Ministers, Mr. Secretary General, generals, admirals, I'm John Nicholson, the commander of Allied Land Command, and on behalf of General DeMrosa, the officer directing the exercise, and General Mercier, the officer scheduling the exercise, we want to express the appreciation of all of our land forces to all of the nations who have contributed to this, especially Spain, Italy, and Portugal, who have hosted the four brigades. We also want to highlight the important role played by Spanish leadership, by NRDC Spain Commander Lieutenant General Rafael Comas, who will command the Enhanced NATO Response Force for 16, and Brigadier General Luis Cebrion, who is the commander of 7th Infantry Brigade, who will be the VJTF in 2016. This event wouldn't have been possible without the tremendous support from Spain. Today you will witness many of the land force capabilities of the alliance that will be employed along with our air, maritime, and soft teammates. These are an essential source of stability in what is a very unpredictable world. And as we know, for over 65 years, NATO has provided stability and been in support of collective defense for that entire period. Key to this commitment that we have made and our ability to deliver that are the strength and the speed of alliance land forces. So we help preserve peace and stability through conflict prevention. We prevent conflict through deterrence, and we deter through the strength and the speed of our land forces. This requires us to deliver land forces to the point of decision as rapidly as possible in order to demonstrate our resolve to defend our allies and to deal with any threat of aggression to an alliance member. Strength matters, speed matters. So strength and speed together provide us options short of war for our political decision makers by enabling deterrence. But if deterrence fails, then strength and speed deliver success on land. And that is what you will see on display here today. So the strength of NATO's land forces is not only inherent in the NRF, but inherent in the high readiness forces of the alliance. Today you're going to see speed demonstrated through an airborne assault where the paratroopers from Spain and America launched from the United States about 6 hours ago and are flying directly here to the point of decision. You're going to see strength in the form of B-52s that launched from the United States that have flown directly in here and will appear very shortly. So ultimately, strength and speed are enhanced by our unity. And indeed, our unity is probably our greatest strength. So welcome to today's joint land heavy demonstration. And remember that you are witnessing just a small example of the capabilities of NATO's land forces operating with their joint teammates. Whether we're required to provide assurance or deter aggression, it's through our strength and speed that we will do so. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, currently in the terrain to your front, NATO forces are facing an enemy task force composed of light armored vehicles.